Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. Right? It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
All right, so I'm just going ahead and telling you in advance, I am fired up today. It's going to be an awesome show. I've spent all week getting my P's and Q's dotted, and I am ready to roll. Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
You know, that warms my heart when you say you had to work all week to come in here on Saturday just to compete. That means, radio audience, I'm doing my job. That's good stuff.
Doing your job doesn't consist
doing
of
my
talking
job.
1982 Georgia football.
No, I don't talk 82 football. You brought up 82 football just now. I talk 2019 Georgia football, which got a possibly they could be as good as the 82 Dogs.
We'll have my weekend review coming up a little later. Kit's butt hurt segment. We'll also talk with Dr. Sasser from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery as well about the Auburn gymnast.
Ooh, that was nasty.
Yeah. I still haven't seen the video. I refuse to watch it.
No, I'm not watching it either.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, Golden Isles Pharmacy, and by Edwin Watts Golf.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-9961 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-9961.
The Atlanta Hawks are going to end up with the 8th and the 10th pick in the NBA draft.
Which means they might get a starter and a bench player.
Yeah, two role players is pretty much what you're going to get. In the NBA draft, because of this one-and-done rule that they have instituted where college players are no longer having to stick around for 3 years or finish before they go to the NBA and get developed, the NBA is now drafting mostly on potential, and so you're not getting those star players from college to the NBA. So in essence, what's happening is, in the NBA, you got 1 through 5 difference makers, the first 5 picks, and then after that, it's a bunch of role players.
Maybe 1 through 5 difference makers. That's a big question mark.
Yeah.
I mean, I only see one difference maker in this draft, and the Hawks lost out on that. The Zion Williamson sweepstakes, the Hawks, with a decent chance to get up and win the lottery and get him, they fall to number 8 in true Hawks fashion.
Middle of the pack.
Even in the glory years, the Hawks, when they had their better team, couldn't get past the Celtics and teams like that when they were,
I'm assuming that when you say the Hawks' glory years, you're going back to the 1980s, which is what you often do on this show.
That's what that were. That was their glory years. I mean, I can't help it if you was 4 or 5 still wet in the bed at night. That's not my problem. I can't do anything about that. I mean, it is what it is. The glory years of the Hawks were in the 1980s. They haven't been much since. I did get to the Eastern Conference Finals after a 60-win season a few seasons ago and got swept by the Cavs.
They pay him for this.
I mean, the Hawks, I mean, that's what you come to expect from the Hawks.
It creates an interesting dynamic with the Pelicans getting the number one draft and obviously now having the rights to Zion Williamson. The KD deal. Or the AD deal, Anthony Davis.
AD, I think it would be in his best interest now to stay in New Orleans and play with Zion. I think they can put the pieces together now to compete for a championship. I mean,
they're in the Western Conference.
They're in the Western Conference, but, you know, arguably now with Anthony Davis, now with Zion coming in, you could have two of the top five players in the NBA.
Here's what I want to ask you as an Atlanta Hawks fan. Would you trade Trae Young for Anthony Davis straight up?
That's a no-brainer trade.
Just making sure. I just want to see how you felt about that.
Who wouldn't make that trade?
Let's put that as one of our Twitter questions of the week.
Oh, my goodness.
Would you trade Trae Young for Anthony Davis straight up?
I'd throw in four or five players as a kicker. Anthony Davis is a franchise player that you build a championship team around.
So is Trae Young.
That's why your boy was trying to search out another ring in L.A. That's why he's trying to get him out there.
My boy.
Your boy. You're the president of his fan club. What's his name?
You tell me. You're bringing him out. I don't know who you're talking about. The only president of fan club I am in.
I mean, we go through the
drive-thru. Jason Bishop fan club.
We go through the drive-thru at Burger King this morning to get a biscuit, and you try to order purple Kool-Aid. Sorry, sir. We don't have that. We're not in California.
Who is updating our Twitter questions of the week from last week? Who is the best player in the NBA, LeBron James or Kevin Durant? I'm floored. 67% of our listening audience says Kevin Durant. What's going on, listening audience?
That's because we come in here every Saturday, and part of our job on this show is to educate our audience, and it's paying off. They're passing the test.
You can't say a
player is the best player in the NBA who doesn't make the playoffs. When's the last time the best player in the NBA didn't make the playoffs?
Michael Jordan didn't make the playoffs when he was with the Wizards.
I mean, he was 40. He wasn't the best player
where you're
then.
Trying to go.
Yeah.
I know that's where you're trying to.
He wasn't the best player when he played for the Wizards.
Navigate yourself to Michael Jordan. Will Julio Teheran win 20 games? Only 60% of our audience says no. Only. It's almost half and half.
Here you go again with this trying to manipulate public opinion. Only 60%.
That's a hardcore number. I'm not only manipulating anything.
If President Trump runs for re-election in 2020 and gets 60% of the vote, that's considered a landslide. But you come on this show and say only 60% say that Julio Teheran won't win 20 games. See, yeah, you're trying to massage these numbers to come out the way you want them to come out. Something just doesn't work that way.
I like how you accuse me of these things, but all I'm doing is giving you a hardcore statistic, and then you're the one that's twisting things all the time.
I mean, before
I'm giving you a hardcore statistic,
yeah,
and I was shocked that number wasn't higher. I expected that to be like 80-20. When it wasn't, I'm surprised that it was only 60%.
You know, I'm all about transparency and all this, and I wasn't on here pregame or pre-going on the air questioning our listening audience because they didn't answer the purple Kool-Aid question the way you wanted them to answer it. I'm sorry the poll didn't work out in your favor there. It didn't work out. We're doing a good job of educating our listeners. Well, I am anyway.
Every week we come in here. All right, so Brooks Koepka is going to win the PGA Championship.
This guy shoots 63-65 in the first two rounds of the PGA Championship at Bethpage Black, which is considered one of the top three or four toughest courses in the United States. Got a 7-shot lead over Adam Scott and Jordan Spieth. He has to have a colossal meltdown. And you know what? I think Tiger winning the Masters, you know, Koepka missed a birdie putt on 18 to force a playoff. I think that may have been eating at him a little bit, and it's paying off here in the PGA Championship so far.
I have the question up now on Twitter. You can find it at Twitter at @Bishop_show. Would you trade Trae Young for Anthony Davis straight up?
No, that's not even a good question.
Why isn't it?
Who in their right mind that knows anything about basketball would trade Trae Young for Anthony Davis straight up? That'll get a GM fired.
I would trade Trae Young for Anthony Davis straight up,
yeah.
And I feel good about it.
Yeah, if you were the Pelicans GM, then you'd need to be looking for a job if you make that trade.
The number one sports show in the Southeast, the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660 and you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Happy new gear from Edwin Watts Golf, where we offer free custom club fitting on the hottest new arrivals, featuring TaylorMade's new M5 and M6 woods and irons, Spider X putters, and TP5 and TP5X golf balls, Ping's new G410 irons, crossover and hybrid, as well as Titleist TS woods and Pro V1 and Pro V1X golf balls. Make Edwin Watts Golf your one-stop shop for this year's hottest golf gear and accessories. Edwin Watts Golf, home with a 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The Statesboro Blue Devils played their spring game this past week against Windsor Forest. The Blue Devils are hoping for a back-to-back trip to the playoffs. The Glen Academy Red Terriers and Brunswick High Pirates also played their spring games this past week with inter-squad games. Glen should be a state title contender, while Brunswick is hoping to bounce back after a 3-7 season. Camden also played their spring game this week against Charlton. Camden looks to build on last year's success and get back to a state title contender in 7A. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
That's what kind of show it's going to be.
Yeah, Super Mario Brothers. Yeah. Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch. Now we go to the highly anticipated weekend review.
Here we go. Joel Embiid, learn how to play defense. Maybe you'd still be playing. The Lakers hired who? Not going to work. He's not a LeBron guy. Does anyone really care who is coaching the Cleveland Cavaliers? The worst idea in the world, NBA adding instant replay. Hello, Austin Riley. Inciarte, your time as a Brave is now numbered. Is there anyone better at running an organization poorly than the New York Jets? Don't worry, Knicks fans. You will get KD in the offseason because he doesn't have the fortitude to stay in the Western Conference with LeBron. I think it is safe to say the Blazers aren't beating the Warriors. PGA Championship, you want ratings? You need El Tigre. Mike Foltynewicz and Julio Teheran have switched bodies. Don't look now, but the Marlins have closed the gap to being out of first place to only 13 games. NL East, terrible. Bryce Harper has more strikeouts than Kip has 1980 UGA moments on this show.
Oh, my goodness.
Please mark yourself
you're gonna
safe
do me
from
like
King
that.
Landing on Facebook. Okay. Several are still missing. And these are my thoughts.
I just tell you the truth.
Yeah, your warped opinion of the truth, I guess.
No such thing. Every week you come on here and you get nostalgic about 19.
I don't get nostalgic. See, Herschel, you come in here and
Vince Dooley and whatever else.
I asked you came in here with the Vince Dooley question last week, and I asked you what is in Athens named after Vince Dooley other than the field. And to this day, 3-4 weeks later, you still have not provided an answer to that.
We have a new Twitter question up. Would you trade LeBron James and Kevin Durant for Anthony Davis?
Who would be dumb enough to propose that trade?
Well, that's up on Twitter. Bishop_show on Twitter. You can stream this show 24/7 on demand, by the way, at thesouthernsportsedition.com. You can also watch us on Facebook Live. This is the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, and this segment is brought to you by Peachtree Pest Control, Georgia Sea Grill, and by CPOM's Coastal Realty.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. CPOM's Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, CPOM's Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in the Sea Palms Resort, or call us at 912-638-6660. And you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
Early results of the question, would you trade Trey Young for Anthony Davis, which Kip says he would not do.
No,
Twitter question,
that's not how you posed it to
Twitter,
me.
Our Twitter followers say 100% of them so far say yes, they would trade Trey Young for Anthony Davis.
Yeah. But I would not trade Anthony Davis for Trey Young. So you're trying to play these little games here. But that's okay. It's your Twitter poll. I know you're mad because your little purple Kool-Aid L.A. Laker, whatever, best player who used to be in the world, didn't win your little poll Twitter question you put up last week, and you're mad. So you're taking it out on Twitter today. So.
Golden State is up 2-0 on Portland, and the Milwaukee Bucks are up 2-0 on Toronto. I still insist that if Toronto gets to the finals, they will win it.
Do you still insist, as you have just proclaimed on this show, that the Warriors aren't getting out of the West? I just heard you try to spin it on your Week in Review back the other direction like you typically do on this show. So now the Warriors are getting out of the West, right?
No,
after you've proclaimed for the 18-week NBA playoff period so far that they were not getting out of the West, they weren't the best team, and they weren't going to win the title, and they weren't getting out of the West. Now, all of a sudden, they are.
Nobody's beating the Warriors.
Yeah, okay.
This is our Sound of the Week coming up here in just a second, and this is the Portland Trailblazer coach Stotts after the Game 1 loss to the Golden State Warriors. He was posed this question, and this is how that went.
Anthony Slater with The Athletic. Houston had some success, trapping Steph and really getting out of them. Is this sustainable for you guys to keep dropping the big so far?
I can't remember. When he had 33 in the second half, were they trapping then?
Yes.
They were? And he scored 33 in the second half?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we'll look at that.
Ooh. That was a good one.
That's great.
That was great. Facebook Live, you couldn't hear that, but the coach of the Blazers was asked by a reporter, were you trapping or something about trapping Steph Curry? To which the Blazers coach said, didn't he have 33 in the second half against the Rockets who were trapping him? Yes, we'll look into that. That was the gist of it.
That's good stuff.
Good stuff.
2-0 for the Bucks over the Raptors. 2-0 for the Warriors over Portland. It looks like we're going to have a Warriors-Milwaukee Bucks NBA Finals, which, of course, the Warriors number one seed from the West and the Bucks the number one seed from the East. It looks like they're on a collision course.
Just as I predicted on this show. But, we won't go back and look at the tape. But I think the Bucks could play with the Warriors. We'll see. But Warriors have that championship pedigree, and they're going to be hard to beat.
I thought you picked Orlando.
No, I never picked the Magic. I didn't pick the Magic even when Shaq played for them.
I could have swore that you picked Orlando.
Going back through your little nostalgic whatever things you try to go back on. I'm not falling into that trap.
I'm not trying to trap you in any. Yeah. I'm just saying, didn't you pick the Magic?
No, I don't pick the Magic in anything NBA related.
All right, so here's the news flash. I've got some breaking news to come across for our listeners. Austin Riley's not going back to AAA.
He's not. He's there. He's going to stay. They caught him up. Guy hit 13 home runs in AAA Gwinnett in May. Got called up. Second at bat for the Braves, he hits one. How far? 458 feet in the left center field seats. And he's there. Ed Inciarte might better keep a bag packed. I'm not trying to tell you how to live your life, but it might not hurt to have some bags packed, just in case.
I guarantee you, Alex Anthopoulos has been on the phone for the last 3 days, shopping Inciarte around to see what he can get.
You know, it's kind of like getting ready for like a hurricane season. You know, maybe go ahead and have your all your supplies and all that ready in case that storm pops up. Same thing with Inciarte. Go ahead. Get your travel bag ready because you're probably going to be taking a trip soon. I don't know where, but you got to get up out of Atlanta if this kid continues what he's doing.
The Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch, the Bryce Harpers of sports radio. Overrated and overpaid, but they look good on a poster.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 1987. Right now, you will find the lowest prices around on zero-turn mowers and lawn equipment packages. Southern Hardware is the leading volume dealer for the Southeast. Southern Hardware, 3305 U.S. Highway 82, SouthernHardwareInc.com, 912-267-7992.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
You have known Fox's Pizza downtown for their mouth-watering pizza for years, but don't forget about what's on tap either. With a full selection of craft and independent beers, Fox's Pizza downtown should be your first and only choice to come in and unwind. Boss Tweed, M43 from Old Nation Brewing Company, and so many more. So stop on in at the corner of Newcastle and Gloucester and enjoy some great food, beer, and people. 912-265-4490 for call ahead. Online at foxespizzadowntown.com and keep up with specials on Facebook.
Golden Isles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Golden Isles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at GoldenIslesPharmacy.com.
Summer is here and it's time to get outside and enjoy the warm weather. But you are not the only one that gets outside when it's warm. Our humid climate is a haven for disease-carrying mosquitoes and countless other unwanted pests like the nasty fire ants. Thank goodness for Peachtree Pest Control. They are prepared to defend your home and property from these annoying pests. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
Yeah.
it's not the worst song of the 1980s. It's in the top 30.
Okay. Look at the Billboard charts.
This is the segment where Kip's butthurt segment comes up. Where he basically takes over the segment.
It's interactive, though.
Okay. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Nat's Landing and by Southern Hardware.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites. Great service and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back island atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Also, before you get started, remember you can stream this show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com once we wrap it up here. All right, go ahead and let's key in. Cue up Kip's music.
All right, Jason, the top five butthurt list for this week. We got a tie for fifth this week. The first tie goes to the Atlanta Hawks. In typical Hawks fashion, they have a chance to land Zion Williamson, and they drop all the way to pick number eight.
You know what, though? Like, I think if you're an Atlanta Hawks fan, you're kind of used to this, so you're not really all that upset.
Yeah, but you still, they started running stories about what if. You saw it in Chicago, what if. Saw it in New York, what if. And you saw it in Atlanta, what if Zion Williams. I even texted you that last week, what if.
You did.
Nah, should have known better.
I did.
Atlanta Hawks, butt hurt. Number five tied for the Hawks, Jason, the St. Louis Cardinals. They're 3-12. In their last 15 games, they're not hitting the ball very well. They're not pitching the ball very well. They went from a lead in the National League Central to now they're like 4.5 games out, and they're struggling right now. 3-12, one of the proud franchises in Major League Baseball. They're struggling right now, and their fans have to be a little butthurt right now.
They're only a game over 500.
They've been struggling here lately. Number four on the butthurt list this week. It's May 18th. Put that in perspective, okay?
Okay.
The American League West. The whole entire, outside of the Astros, it's May 18th, and the Astros already, Jason, have an 8.5 game lead in the division, and it's May the 18th, and they're probably going to just run away with that. They'll probably be working on their playoff roster in July.
The second place team is 2 games under 500. That's the Angels.
8.5 game lead on May 18th. That's insane. Number three on the butt hurt list this week, the Portland Trail Blazers. They're starting to feel the wrath of the Golden State Warriors. They said they wanted it. They earned their way to get a shot at it. And now what they're getting is a little bit of a taste of something they really, deep down inside, really didn't want.
Without Kevin Durant.
Kind of like Kevin Durant. He's out. But, you know, they were, like you said, they were winning championships in Golden State before Durant got there. Blazers are finding that out. Blazers had a huge lead in game two. They should have won that game. But Steph Curry stepped up. Klay Thompson. How do you not defend these guys at three-point land? You know they're going to shoot threes.
That's all
they
do.
How can they get open looks at three when you know they're going to shoot the three-point shot? I don't get it. Blazers, you're down 0-2. You're going home. You better win one at home, or you might get swept. Number two on the butt hurt list this week, the Philadelphia 76ers. Mm. You lose to Kawhi Leonard's buzzer beater in Game 7 in a series that really nobody really wanted to win until Kawhi said, I'm going to put it on myself to go ahead and send the Sixers to the house. Joel Embiid, you know, what is this guy? He's either sick or he's running his mouth to the media about how he's the best center of all time.
The bringer of excuses, Joel Embiid.
That's him. And he's walking in the tunnel crying after the game, which, you know, that's understandable. He lost a tough series, but Sixers Nation is butthurt right now.
You let a guy that was 6 inches shorter than you hit a shot over you in the corner.
It bounced on the rim four times and go in. And number one, Jason, on the butt hurt list this week, the New York Knickerbockers.
Yep. Yes, they are.
Man, all week long, all you heard was about Zion in New York. Zion in New York. Oh, the Knicks are going to be back. We're going to get KD and going to get Kyrie, and we're going to get Zion with this number one pick. Ah, you're not getting him, Knicks fans. And that's, you're starting to feel, you're starting to understand how Atlanta Hawk fans feel now, Knicks. This is, seems to be what your destiny is right now. You go from a good shot to get the number one pick, you drop to the third, and you're going to be sitting here scratching your head. Who do we take at the third pick? You might get a good player. You might get Cam Reddish or somebody like that from Duke. But you're not getting Zion. He's going to be a Pelican. And all over the media this week, you haven't been able to. You've been able to see that on the media because, you know, the Knicks fans are just out in force. Man, I've never seen a more butthurt group in a long time than this bunch of Knicks fans on social media, on ESPN and other places this week. New York Knicks, number one butthurt list. You lost out on Zion. Don't tank it anymore, Knicks. It doesn't work.
They're still probably going to end up with Kevin Durant in the offseason.
They're going to get KD. I keep hearing rumors they're going to get Kyrie, too. That makes them a playoff team.
Would you trade Anthony Davis for Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving?
That's a good one right there.
We'll put that on the Twitter question of the week. Find the Twitter question of the week.
That's a good one right there.
Twitter under Bishop underscore dash show. Would you trade Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving for Anthony Davis?
Now you spun the question around again.
What did I do?
You spun it around. You said the first time, you said, would you trade Anthony Davis for those two? And now you just spun it around the other way. That's what you've done this whole show today. So, fans, listeners, you know, you've picked up on this little game we're playing today.
So, what way do you want me to put it on Twitter?
You put it on there any way you want to. It's your Twitter question.
Okay. We'll put it up on Twitter. Would you trade Anthony Davis for Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving? We'll have it up momentarily.
Okay.
We'll put Anthony Davis first.
All right.
It's apples to apples. It's semantics, but Kip insists that it isn't.
It is semantic. I mean, it's what it is. You take it and spin it around, but I don't know if anybody would offer that trade, but that would be one that you'd have to consider. Is Kyrie going to get – is he a problem child as a player?
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Kyrie wanted to be the man in Boston. You were the man in Boston, and you couldn't lead the team.
So does he come in now? Anywhere he goes, is he tainted now anywhere he goes?
The best thing he can do is go play with LeBron and be second fiddle and let LeBron lead the team, and you just follow along.
I mean, he won him. He got the last title for you, man, in Cleveland by hitting shots down the stretch. That's what he did.
That's right. LeBron got him a title.
No, it was vice versa, but he's good at that. I'm hearing Devil went down to...
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Happy New Gear from Edwin Watts Golf, where we offer free custom club fitting on the hottest new arrivals, featuring TaylorMade's new M5 and M6 woods and irons, Spider X putters, and TP5 and TP5X golf balls, Ping's new G410 irons, crossover and hybrid, as well as Titleist TS woods and Pro V1 and Pro V1X golf balls. Make Edwin Watts Golf your one-stop shop for this year's hottest golf gear and accessories. Edwin Watts Golf, home with a 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660, and you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com. Graduation is here. They have worked hard to get there, and there is no better way to say congratulations than a gift from Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. From knives to money clips to pearl sets starting at $99, Cunningham Jewelers has something for your graduate, and no matter your budget, they have you covered. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The Statesboro Blue Devils played their spring game this past week against Windsor Forest. The Blue Devils are hoping for back-to-back trips to the playoffs. The Glen Academy Red Terriers and Brunswick High Pirates also played their spring games this past week with inter-squad games. Glen should be a state title contender, while Brunswick is hoping to bounce back after a 3-7 season. Camden also played their spring game this week against Charlton. Camden looks to build on last year's success and get back to a state title contender in 7A. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Back on the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And now, one of my favorite segments for two different reasons. Number one, it makes me smarter. And two, I don't have to talk to Kip this segment. So that's always good. Joining us from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, is Dr. Bo Sasser. Dr. Sasser, thanks for taking the time.
Hey, appreciate it, Jason. Thanks.
Sure. So, Samantha Cerio, for those of you that aren't familiar with that name, that is the Auburn gymnast that allegedly was originally reported that broke both of her legs in a gymnast accident. She obviously, you know, secondary reports came out. She didn't break her legs, but she did dislocate both her knees, tore several ligaments in her knees, and her gymnast career obviously is over. Dr. Sasser, take us through structurally what happened to her.
I mean, you know, first off, you just got to say, wow, I don't think I've ever read about bilateral knee dislocations in an athlete. I definitely know it's happened. But if it's going to happen to any kind of athlete, a gymnast would be up there. And I think what happened to her is when she was coming down, you know, they make sure they try to stick those landings. Her legs were basically planted and hyperextended. So your ankle, your foot, your shin, your tibia bone is basically planted on the ground, and she's trying to stop with her legs straight to get that 10.0, and her body, the rest of her body from her knees up, are basically moving forward. And so that basically caused her knees, or from her legs up, to keep going and dislocated both knees at one time.
I have not seen the video. I refuse to watch it. But I have heard it's pretty gruesome.
Yeah, right. And even being it's one of those Joe Theismann type moments where even as an orthopedic surgeon, you just I mean, it makes me feel queasy. And I've seen quite a bit, just bilateral knee dislocations. And for everybody else out there, it's a terrible injury. It can have, not only can you tear the ligaments around your knee, but you have to remember anatomically that the artery and vein that runs down the back of your thigh, it goes right behind your knee, and then just past your knee, it splits and kind of goes between the two bones. It splits between the two bones, and so it's fixed. So you can dislocate your knees, and that artery can be tethered, and you can actually have an arterial injury. And there's about a 30 to 40% chance that you can get an arterial injury in a lot of these patients that have had knee dislocations can go on to have a amputation. So it can be a very catastrophic injury.
Wow, that's pretty telling just about how serious of an injury that it was. Obviously, she's never going to be a gymnast again. She tore several different ligaments in her knees. I'm guessing probably, you know, we're talking MCL, ACL stuff. Now, moving forward, if you're her doctor and you've got to get her up on her feet to the best of your ability, what are you advising her to do rehab-wise?
Well, I mean, you know, she had both knees operated on, and usually what you try to do is try to fix everything you can fix, and for most of the ligaments within the knee, you have to reconstruct them. And so for a certain period of time, it's kind of hard. It can be a double-edged sword because there's certain ligaments that you need to allow to sit immobilized for a few weeks before you start moving them. And then, as you know, from a lot of the athletes that have had ACL and PCL surgery, you want those to get it moving as fast as possible. So the first thing you do after you get through the immobilization phase is start trying to get that range of motion back in her knees as quickly as you can.
Walking, I would imagine, would be the very first step for her as far as coming back.
Yeah.
Is she going to, and I'll get to the other stuff here in a minute, but just let's just stick with walking right now. You're, as a doctor, your professional opinion, a lot of times when someone goes through a horrific injury like this, they never walk the same, right? Do you think she's going to be able to walk the same?
You know, if anybody could, it would be a Division I athlete. If because of her age, because of her amount of fitness, because the fact that she was probably in the top 1% of nutrition and health, I do. I think she will be able to walk as normal as anyone. The problem with her is she dislocated both knees. And so it kind of comes along that saying, you know, you don't have a good leg to stand on. She can't support herself with one good leg while she rehabs the other leg. And so that is really going to take a long time to rehab and can lead to some other issues of stiffness that may require further surgery, prolonged rehab, or even, as you said, down the road affect her ability just to walk.
What kind of time frame, if she were to make a full recovery, no ill effects, what kind of time frame do you think she'd be looking at?
I would say 18 months.
Wow, okay. In your professional opinion, let's come back to the other stuff. Things as simple as jogging, jumping, full speed running, are those things ever in her future?
Well, I mean, I could see possibly jogging. You know, full speed running, you're just putting more – that's sort of a single leg stance where you run, you put one foot down, you're only supporting yourself by that one foot as you bring the other foot across. And so it depends on how much stability her knee has. And again, here's the other thing. Here's the other issue, which you don't always touch on, is who knows how much of an issue she might have down the road. if you take a patient that's had an ACL reconstruction, just your normal athlete that has a solitary ACL reconstruction, there's been studies to show that those patients will start to develop some arthritis 15 to years down the road. And it's probably secondary to that initial trauma. So who knows what she might develop years down the road.
Gotcha. Again, joining us, Dr. Bo Sasser from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, here on the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Dr. Sasser, I'd like to thank you for your time. I'd like to talk more against about this. We're up against a network break, so unfortunately I've got to run on you, but we'll catch up with this about off the air another time.
Sure. Thank you very much, Jason. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Dr. Sasser.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show brought to you by Cunningham Jewelers and by Fox's Pizza.
Graduation is here. They have worked hard to get there, and there's no better way to say congratulations than a gift from Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. From knives to money clips to pearl sets starting at $99, Cunningham Jewelers has something for your graduate, and no matter your budget, they have you covered. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7.
I don't really think we're going off the air here.
Happy new gear from Edwin Watts Golf, where we offer free custom club fitting on the hottest new arrivals, featuring TaylorMade's new M5 and M6 woods and irons, SpiderX putters, and TP5 and TP5X golf balls, Ping's new G410 irons, crossover and hybrid, as well as Titleist TS woods and Pro V1 and Pro V1 X golf balls. Make Edwin Watts Golf your one-stop shop for this year's hottest golf gear and accessories. Edwin Watts Golf, home with a 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
All right, Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Somehow we have jumped ahead of ourselves to where we're a break short on the show, so we're gonna hold down the fort here until we go off the air.
Okay.
All right. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show brought to you by Georgia Farm Bureau and by Pristine Water.
Some insurance companies seem to think you're only worth 15 minutes of their time. At Georgia Farm Bureau, they know better. Your local Farm Bureau agent will take the time to make sure your coverage is exactly what you need. Georgia Farm Bureau offers a wide range of insurance products, including auto, home, and life, along with fast, fair claim service. They are dedicated to providing you the service you deserve, the expertise you expect, and the peace of mind you need. So come by and see Font, John, Jeff, and Scott at your local Glenn County Farm Bureau, or give them a call at 912-265-9175.
Mike Fultonavich, since coming back from the disabled list or the injured list, has been not very good. Julio Teheran has been lights out in his last four starts.
I've been hard on Julio on this show, and I'm glad that some of this hard coaching's taking effect on him.
Julio may win the Cy Young.
No, we're going a little bit too far there. Is that one of your hopped up Twitter questions too? Is Julio Teheran going to win the Cy Young award?
Do you want to put that there?
I mean, those are the kind of questions you come up with, and see if somebody out there that's somebody will say yes to that. That's a shocker to me, but somebody will say yes to it. Probably you'll go in and vote on your own poll and say yes.
I don't vote on my own poll. Here's what I didn't like that the Braves did this last week. So the Blevins guy that they had gotten from Oakland, they released him, designated him for assignment to activate Jesse Biddle to come off the 10-day injured list. And then the very next day after they activate Biddle, which they release Blevins to do, they then also designated Biddle for assignment. So essentially, they released Blevins only to turn around to release the guy that they released Blevins for.
Mm.
I didn't understand it.
I don't understand that either. But I do understand that Austin Riley has come up and he's staying. He can go ahead and buy him. He can call a real estate agent in Atlanta and purchase him a home because he's going to be in Atlanta. You agree? Go ahead and buy you a house, man.
Inciarte is the one that needs to be looking for a house somewhere else.
Well, maybe he can talk to Inciarte in the locker room and say, look, man, I know you're about to get shipped off. I'll go ahead and buy you a house from you.
Fultonavich is 0-3 with an 8.02 ERA.
I want to give him the benefit of the doubt and say, Jason, maybe in a couple more starts he'll start rounding into form. But I'll just hold reserve judgment on that.
Let's go back to Austin Riley for a moment because here's what the Braves' options are. When Inciarte comes off the injured list, you have to make a move on your roster to make room for Inciarte. So your options are you can either release Charlie Culberson.
No.
You can release Johan Camargo.
No.
You can release Matt Joyce. Or you could trade Inciarte himself. Now, where I fall in this argument is trading Inciarte. I've had a lot of people come to me and be like, well, wouldn't you just release Matt Joyce? No, here's why. 2 years ago, Matt Joyce hit 25 home runs. Matt Joyce is left-handed. Having a power left-handed bat late in the game, if you're down by 3 runs and you got a couple runners on in the eighth inning, for a guy that can swing the bat and pop 3-run homer, get the game tied, that's invaluable. Down the stretch, especially in the playoffs, Inciarte coming off the bench does not give you that kind of pop. He does not give you that option. He is left-handed, but he doesn't have that kind of power. So thus, in my opinion, Matt Joyce is a better fit for what the Braves need than what Inciarte would be in that role. And look, at the end of the day, Inciarte was going to be, when we first got him, the center fielder and the leadoff guy. Ronald Acuña is going to play center, and Ozzie Albies is going to lead off for this team in the future. Both of those roles are being filled by Ender Inciarte. He's now expendable.
He's expendable. Still could get some good value out of him in the trade market. Maybe package him with an arm, a young arm in the minors to get a front line arm at the trading deadline.
Okay, right. So if I'm Alex Anthopoulos, what I do is exactly what you just said, but I go in a different direction. I'm trading Inciarte with a mid-level pitching prospect, and I'm getting back a proven closer.
Okay.
That's what I'm doing.
They need both. If Fultonavich comes back to form, which would be a great thing, Julio Teheran, if he continues to pitch the way he's pitching, Gausman continues to progress, because you got Soroka and Freed. I mean, those guys are lights out right now. You got a pretty good rotation if Fultonavich and Teheran can continue to pitch the way they're pitching.
Here's the scary thing,
or
right?
Fultonavich gets better, yeah.
Here's the scary thing. Because Freed and Soroka have pitched so well, and then you've got Gausman and Fultonavich struggling as they have, the hinge person, I think you know, 34 starts, 34 to 36 starts is what you're looking at Julio Teheran making. If the Braves win 25 of those 34 to 36 starts, that's a difference of about 12 games in the standings on the positive side. If the Braves lose 25 of those 34 to 36 starts, that's an average of 12 games on the other side, on the negative side. What I'm trying to tell you is that Julio Teheran is going to be the swing man. Whatever he does for the rest of the season is going to determine whether Atlanta competes for the division, or whether they're sellers at the trading deadline. Julio Teheran, the fortunes of the Atlanta Braves sit on his right arm.
Because basically he is in the role that he should be in. He's a number three starter.
Nailed it.
That's what he is.
And you do the math.
Yeah.
It's about 12 games, one way or the other, predicted only on his starts.
If the trends continue and Julio has a good season, which, you know, I hope he does. I'm a Braves fan.
Cy Young.
Fultonavitz comes back to form. Those two youngsters continue to pitch the way they're pitching. Who's the opening day starter next year? That's a good question, isn't it?
Mike Soroka. If Soroka continues, .98 is his ERA.
Yep.
If he finishes the season with .98, he's going to win Rookie of the Year and the Cy Young.
So is
your opening day starter.
So is Newcomb now middle relief pitcher?
Well, I think that's why they released Jesse Biddle.
Okay.
Because they felt comfortable with Newcomb in that role. Newcomb's left-handed. He was filling that role. Biddle came off the IL. They no longer needed him to fill that role because Newcomb was doing it, so see ya.
So how do you think Newcomb will accept that role? Is he, you still think he's a starter, major league starter, or is he just going to be now a career middle relief guy?
I think at some point Newcomb's going to get another shot in the rotation, but for my money, I think that he's a middle relief guy now.
Yeah, especially for the Braves. He may get a shot at a starter in another organization, but as it relates to Atlanta, he's middle relief, you think?
Yeah. I certainly think that. And he's done a good job there. He's excelled in that role. But you're right. At some point, if not in Atlanta, someone's going to give him a chance to pitch in their rotation. And at the end of the day, Sean Newcomb's got good stuff. But much like all the other Braves starters that have struggled, they can't stop walking guys. And that's been the huge problem with all of them.
The bullpen especially. Giving up walks, coming in like last night, they, you know, freed six innings, zero runs, and bullpen comes in and gives up eight runs in two and a third, in basically three innings, give up eight runs. And a lot of them had to do with walking batters at inopportune times.
The middle relief problem isn't something that has just plagued the Braves. It's been league-wide throughout Major League Baseball. Middle relief is awful in Major League Baseball, and that's just the fact of the matter.
Talked to a Padres fan yesterday, a business call on my real job, and he said the same thing about the Padres. Middle relief's killing them right now.
Yeah, I remember they traded Brad Hand last season at the deadline, not thinking that they would be contending in the West because I didn't think they really thought they were going to sign Manny Machado. Boy, would they love to have Hand back in that bullpen.
Ooh, yeah. And the Dodgers, man. Dodgers right now look like the team to beat in all of baseball. They're looking pretty good right now.
They made the Braves look silly in the three-game set earlier in the week.
Yes, they did. Braves got a tough series this weekend. One game, one against the Brewers. Let's see if they can continue that success today.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660 and you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it for mowers, to trailers, to case knives. You will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 1987. Right now, you will find the lowest prices around on zero-turn mowers and lawn equipment packages. Southern Hardware is the leading volume dealer for the Southeast. Southern Hardware, 3305 U.S. Highway 82, southernhardwareinc.com, 912-267-7992.
The George's Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the George's Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.